The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you living to your full potential? All too often, we are rushed around, leaving projects incomplete, eating on the run. Stress here, stress there. It can take its toll. Welcome to Be Well Bites, Nourish Your Body, Heart, and Soul, with host Jamie Relay. We're going to help you recognize and take charge of the health and wellness issues in your life. It doesn't mean a complete change of lifestyle. Sometimes it just takes a Be Well Bite or two to be your healthy balance. Now, here is your host, Jamie Relay.
Happy Be Well Wednesday, everyone, and welcome back to Be Well Bites, where we nourish ourselves each week in body, heart, and soul. So happy to have you all here with me today and with our guest, Becca. Welcome, Becca.
Hi, thanks.
So happy to have you here.
I'm excited to be here, yeah.
Happy to have you here. Becca is one of our Be Well brides, so today, everyone, you're in for a real treat. We're going to have a live coaching session around creating happiness and living a fulfilling life through filling up our bodies, hearts, and souls with some whole food inspirations and whole food creations. So we got that soul food and whole food going for us. Together, we're going to explore today some helpful tools to help cultivate more happiness and fulfillment through the Be Well Assessment Tool, which hopefully all of us are very well familiar with, the PERMA well-being theory, which is awesome, and I hope you're all really excited for this. We're going to be talking about happiness and ways to cultivate more well-being in our lives. We're also going to look at the five love languages. So we've been talking about that the last couple of shows, and it's going to be a great way for us to get more clear in that relationship heart aspect of our lives. We're also going to be doing some more in-depth convo about self-care and the power of togetherness when embarking on our Be Well Cleanse journey. So in for an overall holistic, that's WHOLE-istic. So we're going to play off that word whole-istic and healthy way to get going here. So we are glad you're here, and I'm excited to share some tips on happiness in the process of the cleanse as we talk about whole foods that are fulfilling, nutritious, and delicious. So stay tuned for more good stuff. Becca, please tell our listeners more about you and why you've come to Be Well Connections as a new Be Well bride.
All right. So, yeah, my name is Becca, and I actually moved down. I've been in the Phoenix area for about 2 years. I came down here for a fresh start, and I'm working as a career counselor at a private college here. I love my job, but I did end up meeting somebody. His name is Rich, and
he's a lucky guy, let me tell you all.
We're so excited. We decided, we got engaged in March, decided to get married this fall. And I wanted to reach out to Be Well Connections because I'm interested in just making the most of this part of my life. I know a lot of times brides feel like super stressed and rushed, and just it goes as a whirlwind through the engagement process. I really want to soak it in, enjoy it, and be able to give my best to the process and to Rich. So I came to you hoping to feel like more energy and just feel like my best self during this process.
Well, thank you so much, Becca, and thanks for being willing to join us live on the air today. We're very happy to have you. And for those of you listening, we want you to feel totally engaged in the process, whether or not you are going to be a Be Well bride or if you are at a place in your life where you're facing a new beginning. I think all of us every day are facing a new beginning. Life is continually changing, and we're just open to the blessings that come with each new day. So everyone on board, I invite you to just take some deep breaths as we get ready to start our session together today. Now, for those of you who have joined us on the show, we've talked multiple times about our Be Well Connections assessment tool. You can find that by going to our website, www.bewellconnections.com, and on your left-hand side, you'll just click that tools link, and you'll see the BWC assessment tool, and you're going to see four hearts. So we're going to do a little coaching around this today. Becca, are you ready to dive in?
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect.
I'm excited.
Thanks again for being here. So Becca, you've got this logo here in front of you with the four hearts and circles and all this good stuff. What do you see when you are looking at this tool?
The things that stand out to me are the hearts. The four hearts are very noticeable, and also it looks like it's in a flower. So it looks like a flower from the top.
I love that. Okay, cool. So you see hearts, you see a flower. Do any of the words stand out to you?
career actually stands out to me.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I feel like it stands out because that's maybe the part of my life that I want to gain a little bit more in.
Perfect. Okay. So in this case, maybe career is something we might coach around during this Be Well Brides cleanse process for you.
Yes.
Okay, great. So everyone out there, I invite you to look at this tool. We've talked about it before, but like I said, each day is a new day. We're always in a state of flux, ebb and flow, finding the balance in our lives. So to just kind of take a personal assessment, where are you at in each of those four hearts and areas of your life, those four key pillars of health? We've got spirituality, career, physical activity, and relationship. So starting with spirituality, you know, are you a 1 to 10 person or a 0 to 100% person, Becca?
How about we do like 0 to 100%?
Okay, I like that. So your heart, as far as your heart feeling full in the area of spirituality in your life, whatever that means to you, where do you stand on a scale of 0 to 100%?
This is changing constantly for me, but I feel like right now I'm high 90s. I like where I'm at as far as spirituality goes when I'm going to like all my meetings and I'm serving other people. I could put more into that, but I'm feeling kind of high 90s right now as far as spirituality.
Perfect. Is there one thing in your spiritual health that you think you could improve on this week or that you could get to get you even closer to that 100%?
Definitely. I think to get to 100%, I could probably work to look outside the box, so not focus as much on myself and what I'm doing right now, but maybe look outside myself and see who I can serve or something that I can do that isn't a selfish move.
Gotcha. Well, you definitely do not seem like a selfish person. And we talk about that a lot on the show. Sometimes I think we all get caught up in is self-care being selfish? And so we're going to talk about self-care and how that's different from being selfish in the sense that as we take care of ourselves and we live an even more empowered and healthy life, we're able to help other people. You know how we see, you know, on the airplane and we all know we sit down and we hear the words and it's like, okay, everybody, you make sure you put your mask on first before you put on the mask for anyone else, for a child or anyone else in your area. It's so important that as we first take care of ourselves, we're better able to serve and take care of other people. So awesome. So I love that idea that you have to add some more service into your life. Is there a certain group or organization you're interested in doing that through, or just like one thing that you could do this week as far as, you know, a specific goal? We're all about creating smart goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. So any kind of a smart goal around that. I know it might seem kind of funny to set a spiritual goal, but it's one of those things where if we set it and we make the time for it, it happens.
I would say to make it measurable, something would be measurable, like making a meal for somebody or spending an hour of my time really digging and talking to somebody else who may need extra help or support.
I love that. So you're welcome to bring a meal over to my house anytime, Becca. but no, I love this. So reaching outside of the box and maybe bringing a meal to someone or dedicating some time just to talk and to connect with someone who might need that. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so spiritual goal. You feel pretty good then with that for this week?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. How about career-wise? This is the heart that really stood out to you. So to live an even more fulfilling life and to fill up your career heart, as we'd say, and get that closer to 100%, what's one thing in the area of career that might bring you closer to that fulfillment that you're looking for?
This one's kind of a tough one for me because I actually really enjoy my job. I love what I do, but I'd also like to use more of my creative mind. So somehow integrating into my job the creativities that are within me.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the PERMA well-being theory, which does talk a lot about creativity and being in your flow. So when we get back, let's come back to that career heart when we circle back to the PERMA and see what ways and things that we could do to cultivate more of that creative energy that you're wanting to.
Great.
Okay, perfect. So coming back to career. On to physical activity, especially as you're preparing this time for your wedding, you're a Be Well Bride, you're excited about, you know, looking and feeling your best as you've expressed to me before the show.
Right.
So what is your physical activity like these days?
I'm actually in a good spot right now. I feel like I'm probably, if I had to rate it 1 to 100, I'm in the 80s. I'm working out 3 or 4 times a week, which for me is really good.
That's great.
Because sometimes I was just doing once a week. So 3 or 4 times is great for me. And I feel like Rich and I get a chance to go out and enjoy nature and enjoy each other's company while we're moving and using our bodies. So that actually is fulfilling as well.
Right, and a great way to capitalize on that time together. You both want to work out and be healthier, so why not just do it together?
Right.
That's great. So to get you closer to that, you know, 100% fulfillment, if that's possible, again, we're always in that flux and continually striving to be our best. You know, you're in the 80s right now. So, you know, are you wanting to add in more days of the week? Are you wanting to add in more time? Like, what is it that would help you to feel more fulfilled in that area of physical activity?
I like variety. So anything that offers variety to me feels more fulfilling. When I'm doing, I like to do different classes, so switch between like a bodyworks class or Pilates or hiking, something that is variety. I don't like to do the same thing over and over. Any repetition gets boring really quickly to me. So probably stretching, just trying something new.
Okay, great. Anything that you're interested in right now?
Yeah, I want to try more of power yoga.
Power yoga. Okay, awesome.
So it's a little bit like a step up, a little bit harder than a normal yoga class and a lot more strength and endurance. And I want to try more of that.
Okay, perfect. Is there a place that you have in mind where you could go to take your class? Are you interested in in-home private lessons or where are you at with that?
Yeah, they offer them at the gym that I go to.
Okay, perfect. So between now and when we talk next week for your Be Well Brides check-in, is that one thing that, you know, what would you want to do in that area? Is it, you know, just contacting to find out or scheduling to go and putting that into your calendar?
Yep, put it into my calendar and get to a class.
All right, awesome. So for those of you listening, just a little tip on calendaring. I know it's something that we all struggle with, but if we don't put the self-care into our calendar, it's very likely that it's not going to happen. And it might seem kind of funny to do that. But one helpful tool that I have found is through my calendar to have different color codes. So I've got, you know, Be Well stuff. Everything work-related is red for me because I'm all about, let's go for it. I'm passionate about what I do. I love it. So we've got lots of red in the schedule. I've got my unpaid work stuff, which shows up as turquoise. So that's just going out, networking, marketing. I've got my church and my spiritual life, which is that light. And I use yellow for that because it's all about finding the light and getting closer. As far as my personal life and, you know, relationships and things like that, I'll calendar that in pink. So if I look at my schedule, and then there's some other things too, but if I look at the schedule and see, oh my gosh, I don't have any pink in my schedule and it's all red, I know that it's time to kind of switch it up and schedule some more self-care time for Jamie. So I don't know, Becca, would that be helpful?
Yeah, that'd be really helpful. I'm pretty big also on, I love crossing things off lists.
Okay.
I know that's part of like my personality, but I love to like write things down and cross things off. So maybe I can color code it that way. I like to do it all handwritten. So I would love to do that. I like the idea of different colors because then you can see where you're starting to get out of balance.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. And you make a great point. Sometimes just writing it down and checking it off, it just feels good. And we'll talk about, you know, the to-do list versus the to-be list and all these things. But some of our clients love having an action plan because it does feel good to say, yes, I took some time for me today. Check that off the list.
Exactly.
And eventually it will become so inborn that you won't even need a checklist to remind you to do it. So thank you for that, Becca. Okay, so physical activity. Can't wait to hear about that next week, how the power yoga class goes. And then with relationships, our last heart here. You know, I know you're about ready to get married. This is super exciting. You're in the engagement process. So as far as your relationship heart, where are you feeling right now in that regard?
Relationships, I am probably actually 75, and I know that's kind of lower than the rest. My relationship is great with my fiance, and it's great with my friends and family, but I also am finding a hard time always finding a balance. So where do I spend more time with my friends and family when I'm trying to plan a wedding with my fiance and give him my best as well? So I feel like I could totally up that and find more fulfillment by giving more time to the people who are close to me and who matter to me.
I love that. So in your area of relationships, it sounds like for you, you're taking this to mean, and that's great because it's whatever it means for you. For some, they look at that relationship with their self and say, gosh, my relationship with myself is really suffering right now. I don't make any time for Jamie time or for Becca time. And I hear you saying it's finding that balance between finding time for Becca, finding time for your fiance, Rich, and finding time for your friends and the family members and other people in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think would assist you to help, you know, find more balance in that way?
Probably prioritizing just where other people are. Kind of get a feel of like if my friends are really needing me, then that's got to be the priority for that time. And if I'm not feeling my best, I'm obviously not going to give the best to my friends and to my fiance. So sometimes I may need to just take a night for myself and go do Pilates and read and make notes and do things that make me feel full so that I can give my best in those relationships.
I love that. Thank you, Becca. And something came to mind when you said that about prioritizing. I love Stephen Covey. And for those of you who are familiar with Stephen Covey, he was just such a fabulous human being and has given us and left us with many tools, a legacy of tools that we can use. Some of those are 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. But one of the things that he did was the tool, and you can just visualize this for a minute. I want you to picture a jar. And I want you to picture golf balls and sand. So for those of you golf fanatics out there, here we go. Here's to you. So you've got your jar, and I want you to imagine putting in the sand first. So the sand represents all those things, kind of just the mundane things that kind of get, maybe we get caught up in. Maybe it's Facebooking a little longer than we thought. Or, I don't know, Becca, what are some things for you that you find might be little time kills? They can be good, but if overused, could be a time kill.
It can be music. Like for music, that's what I use as a time kill, like when I have other things I need to be getting done, and I'll be playing around trying to find new music or find videos to send out. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, those are both time killers. They're sand for me.
Okay, so we've got this sand, and we put the sand in the jar first. If we put the sand in the jar first and then try to put the golf balls in, can you all imagine what's going to happen? I mean, what's going to happen, Becca?
I'm not going to have time to do the stuff that the golf balls represent. So I'm not going to be able to get in my workout or connect with people who matter because I'm sitting there busy on Facebook.
Right. And so then, you know, you've got the golf balls spilling over everywhere. You feel totally out of control and life's chaos. So the whole idea is if you take that exact same amount of sand, the exact same amount of golf balls, which represent our priorities, and whatever that is for you, you put in your golf balls first, and then you put in the sand, and everything fits beautifully because you've now created boundaries for yourself saying, these are the priorities that I have, these are the things I need to get done, and all the rest will just kind of mold and fit around that. So hopefully that's a helpful visual.
Oh, very. Thank you for the reminder.
Awesome. Well, Becca, I know we talked a little bit more about coming back to the relationship piece and the career piece. So in segment 2, we're going to talk more about relationships. So I invite all of you to stay on the line. We are actually going to do a relationship questionnaire quiz together called the 5 Love Languages, which is a great way to get connected to the way that you need to feel loved and the way that your partner or anybody else in your life might enjoy receiving love so that we can have better and more meaningful and fulfilling relationships. But before we go into that, I just wanted to talk about the PERMA well-being model. Becca, have you heard of PERMA, P-E-R-M-A?
I haven't.
Okay, this is a way cool tool. And for those of you who joined us last week, we talked about the Togetherness Project, and it's all about a group of women getting together who have been through hardships and how to get through those with the support and togetherness of other women. So one of the class lectures, Candy Myers, fantastic woman. She's got a great life coaching practice down in Tucson, did a talk, and her talk was entitled, What Do Happy People Know? So let's be honest, take a personal inventory. How many of us are really happy? How many of us say, I'm going to be happy when I lose 10 pounds? I'm going to be happy when I get into a relationship. I'm going to be happy when I get my new car, da 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 da. Do you ever find yourself getting into this? The happiness rut, I guess you could say, of
oh, definitely.
Happy when?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes, yeah, I get stuck in, once I'm married, I'm going to be happier. Once I hit this goal at work, I'm going to be happy. Once I'm fitting into a size, whatever, I'm going to be more happy. And yeah, it kind of is it's a hamster wheel.
Right. It definitely is. Great point. Hamster wheel kind of cycles around, makes you crazy, right? So this is great. We're going to talk about the happiness box. And one of my great teachers had taught me about this. And she said, you know, each of us carry our own happiness box. And sometimes we look to other people or to other things to hold that happiness box for us. But ultimately, especially in your case, Becca, where you're getting ready to start this marriage, and this applies to all relationships. So please stay tuned, whether or not you're, you know, engaged or not. But you've got your happiness box, and that's what you bring to the table of your marriage or relationship, whatever that looks like. That other person's responsibility is to also bring their happiness box to the table. But if you start asking someone else to hold your happiness box for you, they really only have the capacity to hold their happiness box. So there's no possible way they can juggle and hold your happiness as well. I don't know, I like that visual. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, totally. Like, you do have to, like, take care of yourself first before you can, like, help anybody else with their happiness.
Exactly. So before we close, everyone, for session segment 1 today, just want to go into that PERMA well-being theory that we talked about. So, Becca, like you said, this is a new tool for you, and we're going to just dive right in. So P for positive emotion, this would be, you know, are you feeling comfort, contentment, ecstasy, joy, pleasure, rapture, satisfaction, warmth, any of those positive emotions in your life? And I just want to just check in with everyone again, reminding you, these are the five ingredients to creating a flourishing life, according to Dr. Seligman, who is the founder of positive psychology. And we're really going to talk more about that. Positive psychology is looking at what's right versus looking at what's wrong. So just a little background there. All right, so five ingredients to a flourishing life. Becca, the P, where do you feel, like, are you experiencing positive emotions in your life right now, like scale of 0 to 100%?
Yeah, I would say 100%. Like, I'm feeling it at work and with friends, and I'm feeling excited and 100 there.
Love that. Awesome. All right. So what about E for engagement? Now, engagement is all about being in the flow, deploying your highest strengths and talents to meet your greatest challenges. So you had talked about your creative flow and your work heart. So this is where whatever you're doing, it almost seems like time stops. You're just in the zone and just feeling great and loving life. So how do you feel as far as engagement right now?
I could definitely be more engaged in what I'm doing. And I think that that is a constant struggle for me. But I would say probably 60-70 right now.
Okay, awesome. Now, in regards to your career heart, which you were talking about, where are you feeling with that? You had talked about how you weren't quite feeling, you know, the flow. So how could you bring more flow to your work?
I can bring more flow to my work by using more of my creative mind, bringing it, maybe like structuring my students so that I'm able to use more of my creativity in what I'm doing on a day-to-day.
Okay, I love that. Awesome. Well, after the break, we're going to come back to R for relationships and the PERMA well-being model. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you get a bad case of the 3 o'clocks? Do you find yourself low on energy and grabbing that late afternoon snack that's full of calories and sugar but void of nutrition? Have no fear, avoid the crash, Be Well Bites are here. We've packed high energy nuts, seeds, fruits, herbs, and spices into fun fresh flavors that will tantalize your taste buds. From spicy to savory and savory to sweet, we've got something for everyone to eat. To order your fave flav, please visit our website at www.bewellbites.com. That's www.bewellbites.com. Do you want to be more fit? If your answer is yes, then it's time to get fit with your new Fitbit. You won't find me going out the door in the morning without mine. I love how my Fitbit tracks my steps, mileage, activity level, and more. It also makes life easy by syncing to my wireless Fitbit scale, phone, and computer so that I can see my progress for the day. Tracking calories in versus calories out was never made more simple. Find out more about how Fitbit is helping people just like you and me lead healthier, more active lives by visiting the Be Well store at www.bewellconnections.com. Mind, body, spirit cleansing. We hear about it all the time. But have you ever wondered if it's really safe or sustainable? Are you feeling low on energy, having a hard time losing those last 10 pounds, feeling less mental clarity, or perhaps just hoping to kick those sugar blues to the curb? Well, join me, Jamie Relay, your Be Well Bites radio show host, for an informational webinar on the benefits of safe and whole foods-based cleansing. Just send us an email to cleanse@bewellconnections.com and we'll share the love with you. Again, that's cleanse@bewellconnections.com. Connect with us to get a healthier mind, body, and spirit.
You are listening to Be Well Bites with Jamie Relay. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to jrelay@bewellconnections.com. That's JRELEI@bewellconnections.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks for staying with us. This is Jamie Relay, your Be Well Bites radio show host, where we come each Be Well Wednesday to be nourished in body, heart, and soul. You guys, I get so excited about these coaching tools, and so in the moment, like with Becca here, that we're going over the time slot, the guys are saying, Jamie, you're over time, what are you doing? But it's just, you know, when you're passionate about what you do, I guess that's what happens. So, Becca, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah.
Let's get back to that PERMA well-being model that we were talking about, that P-E-R-M-A. We talked about positive emotion, what you're feeling great in, and then the engagement, just so we kind of had to cut that short before the break. That's when you're truly in your flow. So when we were talking about your career and how you're wanting to experience more of that creative energy in your life, can you kind of just kind of coach around that real quick? Tell me a little bit more about how you're going to create more space for that creative energy in your life to flow within your career.
Well, part of the way that I feel flow, Jamie, is like through writing. So I will take records and I will write things down. I keep a calendar of what I do. I like to make lists. So part of being engaged for me is writing stuff down and keeping records. So I think that the more that I do that through work as well can help me be engaged more in the students that I'm working with.
Oh, I love that. So what would that look like as far as journaling about them, or tell us more?
Maybe learning more about like their backgrounds and what they're looking for as far as going forward in their career.
Oh, that's exciting. So then as you're more connected to them, your creative energy will flow and you'll be able to, I'm assuming, better help them find the jobs that they're looking for.
Right. And that would help me be able to also keep track of it in my mind. That's how I learn. That's how I remember.
Love it. Great. It's a win-win-win for everyone. Thanks, Becca. All right. So this is the exciting one that we're talking about a lot today, that R for relationships and having positive relationships. So these are other, you know, people that you connect with, whom you accept, love, and care for. How are you feeling in the area of relationship? I know we kind of covered that already with the Be Well Connections Assessment, but this is part of that PERMA wheel.
I'm feeling good about relationships. It is still like a balance for me. Again, I want to not just relate to one person, but to everybody that's important to me. So I want to make sure that my fiance feels like he's my number one priority, but I don't want my friends and family relationships to suffer at all. So that stuff needs to, I could work on balancing that better.
Okay, great. And we are going to dive in after this into the five love languages questionnaire so that people can understand better how we can have even more meaningful relationships, like you said, with your fiance. M for meaning. Do you have meaning in your life? Meaning is in the sense that your life has a sense of meaning and that you're living your purpose and doing things that are bigger than yourself. It could be family, religion, politics, a social course, charity, a community. How are you feeling as far as meaning in your life, Becca?
I feel like my meaning a lot of times comes through religion. So as long as I am giving a lot to my religion, I'm reading my scriptures, I'm going to my meetings, I'm trying to serve people, I do feel like that meaning is totally fulfilling to me in my life. So it's just a matter of making that a priority as well.
Awesome. I love it. And you talked already in segment one when we were looking at the Be Well Connections Assessment Tool, how you were going to add in that, you know, maybe hour or that time to make a meal for someone, which would bring more meaning, it sounds like, to your life. So
yeah.
Great. All right. And the last one, A, achievement, in that, you know, your successes, your accomplishments, how you're winning in life and, creating mastery over some subject. How do you feel about the achievement in your life right now?
I feel really good about achievement. I had a really good work week and successes at work, which made me feel a lot of success, and trying new things as far as like the Pilates and the body works. I'm trying like higher weights and longer endurance, and that makes me feel like I'm achieving more.
Great. I love it. So as you can see here, Becca, this tool is great because it's looking at how you can cultivate more happiness in your life. And again, we like to say the five ingredients to a flourishing life. Check out this book called Flourish, again, by Dr. Seligman. Hope you all enjoy it. And look at positive psychology, the things that are going right in your life right now. And if you feel like things maybe aren't going so right and you want to make that sure that glass is totally full, I'd invite you just to think about this little analogy I saw the other day. Great post on Facebook from someone, and it had a picture of a cup that was half full of water and half full of air. And so, you know, positive psychology would say, what's going right? And it would say, my glass is always full because it's full of half air and half water. What do you think about
that,
Becca?
I love that idea.
Great, right?
I do, because everything in life is perspective. So the better perspective that you can have as far as noticing that everything's full and there you can find fullness in everything, that's everything.
Perfect. Thank you. That's great. So again, everyone, I invite you to take a look at this well-being model, PERMA, positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. And as you look at those different areas in your lives and assess where you are, hopefully this will lead to, you know, a wonderful recipe full of happiness and a flourishing life for you. Feel free to give us a call to talk to any of our Be Well coaches. You can reach us at 858-750-9560, or you can simply just contact us on our website, and that's www.bewellconnections.com. There's a contact me link on the the left-hand side, and one of our Be Well coaches will get right back in touch with you. So, Becca, we've been talking about the five love languages quite a bit the last couple of weeks on the show. So excited that you're willing to do this. So, for those of you listeners, I'd invite you to kind of keep track of this in your mind, if you can, just what you would say and think, and kind of maybe where you fit into these five love languages. And we're going to just go from the beginning at the top with question number one. And I want you to just take some time to take a deep breath here, Becca.
And I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay. So you're going to say what one most resonates with you. So A, receiving loving notes from my partner makes me feel good. Or B, I love my partner's hugs.
I would rather the hugs.
Hugs. Okay. All right. Two, I like to be alone with my partner. Or I feel loved when my partner helps me do my chores.
I like to be alone with my partner.
Okay. All right. Three, receiving special gifts from my partner makes me happy. Or I enjoy long trips with my partner.
I would rather the trips.
Okay. Just to clarify for those of you listening and joining us and doing this together, you know, all over the air, this doesn't mean that you don't value the other things. It's just to help us get clear on what you value more so that when you show up in your partner's life and you are doing this quiz maybe with them, and if you would like the quiz, feel free to contact us. Again, we'll be sending those out to you if you'd like. We've got one for the male in the relationship, one for the female in the relationship, whatever that looks like for you. And that way you guys can do these quizzes together and know how to best show up for each other and for yourself.
So I do like the whole point of this quiz, how you can people share and show their love in the way they like to receive it. So this is a good way just to kind of match up with you and your partner. You know, this is how I feel loved, and that's probably how I'm going to show you my love. So it's a good way to see where, when they're doing things, if it's they're trying to show you how their love is and what they're in love with you, and this is their way of showing it.
Exactly. And Dr. Chapman, who wrote the book, The Five Love Languages, check it out. You can get it on Amazon. They've got it all over the place. But the great thing about it is he's trying to tell us, you know, as we get more clear on what our love language is and the love language of our partner, if those are different, that's totally okay. But just like speaking a foreign language, it's our job to learn the love language of our partner. So we're going to come back and cycle into that after we go through this quiz. So question four, I feel loved when my partner shares the responsibility of household chores, or I like it when my partner touches me.
I would rather the touching.
Okay. I think we know what Becca's love language is. All right. Five, I feel loved when my partner puts his or her arm around me, or I know my partner loves me because he or she surprises me with gifts.
Yeah, I want his arm around me.
Arm around me. All right. Six, I like going most anywhere with my partner. I like to hold my partner's hand.
I would rather go somewhere. I'd rather do anything, run chores, run errands, partner, B.
Okay, together. Awesome. Seven, I value the gifts my partner gives me, or I love to hear my partner say he or she loves me.
Yeah, I want to hear the words.
Hear the words of affirmation.
Yes.
Alrighty. And for those of you potential brides out there, Be Well Brides, this is so great before a marriage too. If you haven't already gotten clear on this and done this, to take the time to do it now. If you're in a marriage or any kind of relationship, it's a great time to do this. We're always evolving and changing. So Becca, I know you're familiar with this tool, but like we were talking about the other day, it's something where, you know, the things that we value sometimes do change with time as we grow and evolve. So it's never too late to retake the Five Love Languages quiz.
Yeah, no, I do realize I took this like years ago when I first heard about it.
Uh-huh.
And it came up with that words weren't important to me, and I'm feeling like they're more and more important to me as I get older. So I think that I'm going to have like a different outcome today than I did when I took it a few years ago.
That's totally, totally great. All right, eight, I like for my partner to sit close to me, or my partner tells me I look good and I like that.
Yeah, I want him to say I look good.
Okay. All right. Number nine, spending time with my partner makes me happy, or even the smallest gifts from my partner is important to me.
Spending time with my partner.
All righty. 10, I feel loved when my partner tells me he or she is proud of me, or when my partner cooks a meal for me, I know that he or she loves me.
I think I would rather them know that he's proud of me.
Okay, awesome. And again, we're all different. As I read that out loud, I think, gosh, I cook for people all the time, and I love it. Love teaching people about healthy cooking, and so whenever someone cooks for me, I am feeling that love. So it's so great that we're all different. 11, no matter what we do, I love doing things with my partner, or supportive comments from my partner make me feel good.
I like the supportive comments.
Okay. All right. 12D, little things my partner does for me mean more to me than things he or she says, or I love to hug my partner.
I love to hug my partner.
Okay. All righty. And my partner's praise means a lot to me, or it means a lot to me that my partner gives me gifts I really like.
I like the praise.
All right. Perfect. Okay. And 14, just being around my partner makes me feel good. Or E, I love it when my partner gives me a massage.
I like being around my partner.
Okay. Great. And 15, my partner's reactions to my accomplishments are so encouraging, or it means a lot to me when my partner helps me with something I know he or she hates.
Yeah, that would mean a lot, actually, if they would do the things that I knew that they didn't like.
Okay, perfect. So just wanted to give you all a sample. We're not going to finish the five love languages quiz because I want you to have a little bit of curiosity about it, so you'll check it out for yourself. But there are 30 questions, and as you can imagine, once you're done taking the quiz, you go back through. There's A, B, C, D, and E, and you tally them all up. A stands for words of affirmation, B is quality time, C is receiving gifts, D is acts of service, and E is physical touch. So again, we're all human beings. We, you know, are going to want different things and aspects of that, different ratios, but usually there is a predominant love language. So Becca, in your case, what would you say is your predominant love language? And based on this quiz, we can tell where you are.
Yeah, physical touch, quality time, and words of affirmation are kind of all up there, but I typically quality time and physical touch for me.
Love it. Thank you so much. So again, everyone, this is just a little teaser, so you'll go home and want to do this. Give us a call. We'll do the five love languages quiz with you. But again, the whole point of this is to live and have those fulfilling relationships that you're wanting to. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a romantic relationship. So take a look at where you are. You know, be honest with yourself when you're doing these questions. And, you know, if you happen to be a gift-giving person and that's how you really feel loved, you know, it's something where maybe your partner doesn't feel loved the same way. Maybe they are an acts of service person. So it's just being mindful of what they need and then responding to them in that love language. So it's like if I speak Spanish and Becca speaks French, I got to learn how to speak French and she's got to learn how to speak Spanish so we can communicate, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So just want to close this segment with a quote for you, everyone. The supreme happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved, love for ourselves, say rather, loved in spite of ourselves. And that comes from Victor Hugo from Les Mis. So for those of you who are familiar with Les Miserables, wonderful story, very touching. I think we all want to love and be loved in this life. So whatever we can do to support you in that process, hopefully that will bring you more happiness. We're here for it.
Yes, I love that. You actually reminded me of a quote that I heard in church. So I was listening to a talk that they were giving, and I actually used to work for hospice. And a hospice director came and spoke, and he said that he would ask people near the end of their lives, is there something that you regret? Is there something you wish you would have done different or experienced different to feel like more fulfilling in your life? A big regret that he heard over and over and over again from people is that they had wished that they had let themselves be happier. So he kind of noticed that people are waiting for something to happen before they're happy instead of just letting themselves be happy. And then he did kind of close with, you know, life is not meant to only be appreciated in retrospect. So we shouldn't just appreciate it after the moment has passed and after we can't like live it and still experience it. We want to be loving it and living it and be happy with what we're doing right now in this moment.
I love it. Becca, thank you so much for bringing that to the conversation. So what I hear you saying is it's just like the power of now. It's the power of being happy and choosing happiness now. Happiness is a choice and we can choose to embrace it.
Right. I think there's something in every day that is meant to be appreciated and embraced that we can like. We shouldn't wait for anything to be happy. Like it's right here before us. There's a reason every day to be happy and to smile, to feel appreciation and to love your life.
I love it. Well, we want everyone to love their life and to feel like they're living a fulfilling life, a fulfeeling and fulfilling life. So here at Be Well Connections, we're here to support you in that process. Again, Becca, thank you so much for being with us. After the break, we are going to talk more about the Be Well Cleanse that some of our Be Well Brides are on. We've got a great group doing it together this week. Again, you don't have to be a Be Well Bride to do our cleanse, but some of you are familiar with it. We've talked about it before. So we've talked about our soul foods in segment 1 and 2, and now we're really going to dive into our whole foods, ways that we can really nourish our bodies and bring some love to them and TLC. So Becca, after the break, we'll go into the cleanse.
I'm excited.
All right. Thanks so much, Jamie, for being with us. And thank you all for joining. We'll look forward to seeing you all after the break. Until then, be well.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hey, everyone, this is your host, Jamie Relay, and I'm proud to say that I nourish my body, heart, and soul with Be Well Bites. If you're looking for a whole food snack with a whole bunch of energy and deliciousness in one little bundle, then I invite you to try all the flavors of my Be Well Bite creations. Savory, spicy, sweet, you name it, we got it. These tasty bites were created for your convenience to take on the go, delight, inspire, and fill you with TLC. Try all our unique blends by visiting www.bewellbites.com. I hope you enjoy every bite. That's www.bewellbites.com. Are you looking for ways to make cooking fun and fresh again? Prepare to be inspired. Whether preparing healthy meals for your family, gourmet chef recipes for guests, or smoothies for a quick meal on the go, Vitamix will soon become your most utilized appliance through breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let me tell you, I use my Vitamix blender on a daily basis for smoothies, juicing, making homemade ice cream, puddings, soups, sorbets, nut butters. The culinary creations are endless. The stunning performance of a Vitamix machine is inspiring new artistic menus in restaurant and home kitchens throughout the world. Let Vitamix help you be inspired along your culinary journey by visiting the Be Well store at www.bewellconnections.com. Make sure to provide our Be Well coupon code 06006244. Again, that's 06006244. Enjoy free shipping with your order today.
Our Be Well coaches are available to anybody in the world. Visit BeWellConnections.com to schedule a complimentary 15-minute Be Well consultation session with Jamie Relay or one of our other enthusiastic and highly qualified Be Well coaches by phone. What do you need to be fulfilled? Together, we will assess the foods you eat to nourish your body and the foods that nourish your soul, namely your relationships, career, spiritual, and physical health. Just visit BeWellConnections.com, fill out our easy online form, and Jamie will connect with you. That's BeWellConnections.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Be Well Bites with Jamie Relay. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to jrelay@bewellconnections.com. That's jrelei@bewellconnections.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're hungry for some whole food creation talk. We're going to have some fun here. For those of you joining us for the first time, or if you've not yet taken us up on our offer to give you your 15-minute complimentary Be Well consultation, please go onto our website, www.bewellconnections.com. On the left-hand side of the screen, you're going to see a link that says Health Form. So just click that. Whether or not you're a woman or a man, there's a men's health history, a woman's health history, and a revisit form. So please fill that out for us. Send it back. We'll give you a call. We'll set up a 15-minute chat and get you feeling jump-started to that fulfilling life, which you probably already have, but just to help you live in even more fulfilling life. That's the goal. So the answers are all within you, and we're just here to assist you to get clear on those and help you move forward to that fulfillment and happiness that is yours for the enjoying. All right. So welcome back. Becca is still here with us. Thanks, Becca.
Hi.
You're great. All right. So I have a women's confidential health history here. So we're not going to go through all the questions just for confidentiality reasons, but Becca is graciously offered to do this with us. So again, go on to that left-hand side of your screen, click the health form, submit yours today. The kind of questions that we'll be asking you, of course, the questions that we all have to fill out on our forms, our name, address, email, all that good stuff. But the things that we really are interested in today, so one of the questions asks about your main health concerns. Becca, would you share with our, you know, with myself and with the listeners what your main health concerns are for why you've come to Be Well Connections? Again, you've talked about a little bit in the first segment and why you're choosing to do the Be Well Brides program.
Yeah. The reason that I wanted to do the Be Well Brides program is because I want more energy. I want to enjoy this process. Also, we're coming up on doing our engagement shoot in a few weeks, and I want to look and feel my best during the engagement shoot. I don't want to feel like there's any areas where I feel self-conscious. I just want to go out there as confident as I can and just kind of be able to show the camera what I have found in Rich.
Love it. Wonderful. So you have agreed, as I understand, to take on the 21-day challenge to do the Be Well Purification Program, the Be Well Cleanse.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, we're so excited to have you join us. We've got a great group starting on Friday, May 2nd. So for any of you who are interested, it's not too late. Give us a call or shoot us an email at cleanse@bewellbites.com, and we'll be happy to send you all the information about the cleanse, get you dialed in, everything shipped right to your home so that you are ready to rock and roll. With the group, we do a Whole Foods store tour. So if you're not in the area, we've had people cleanse from out of state. No worries. No big deal. We will just lead you through that. We can also do some phone coaching, which is one of our main strengths at Be Well Connections. So just know that whatever your need is, we will definitely meet it. So cleansing. A lot of people are wondering, you know, what the cleanse deal is all about. So our whole goal is to create that clearer, brighter, lighter, that resolution in your life. So Becca, do you have any questions about the cleanse? I'm sure you and many other people are kind of wondering, like, why we need purification?
Yeah, exactly. I did have questions like, just what can I expect with the cleanse? Like, what can I expect in my skin and my body? What's going to change?
Okay, great question. So let's just talk about what toxins are and what they contribute to. Maybe that would be helpful. So curious, you know, you're saying like your skin. So maybe your skin isn't looking its best. With Becca's case, it looks beautiful, of course. But we know we all have our different things.
I'll take it.
Maybe you're feeling a reduction in mental clarity or some joint discomfort. Have you ever, Becca, experienced stuffy head or fatigue, indigestion, gastrointestinal upset, food cravings, or weight gain?
Yes,
okay.
All.
Have you? Okay, all right. Well, then purification might be for you. There are over 80,000 chemicals registered for use in the United States, as we talked about a couple of shows ago. So we know that there are chemicals all around us. And what we might not be aware of is that these chemicals can actually disrupt our immune, our endocrine, our nervous and reproductive systems. So why is it important to cleanse? Well, we don't want these toxins in our external environment or in our internal environment. So, I mean, Becca, have you ever wondered about external toxins, what those would look like?
Yeah.
Okay. So personal care products can be full of external toxins. Household and cleaning products, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, preservatives and additives, trans fats, even cigarette smoke. It's the things that we're surrounding ourselves in our external environment every day. Even your body can create toxins, which we call internal toxins. So, you know, when you work out, your body sometimes can produce free radicals, which can be a toxin to your body. So we are going to talk about that, carbon dioxide and ammonia as well. So back to your question about cleansing. First of all, let's determine if you really need cleansing. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone joining us on the call today, I want you to just think about this, yes or no to each of these questions. So Becca, do you or have you eaten processed foods?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And everyone, again, a question to all of us. Do we eat non-organic fruits and vegetables?
Yes.
Okay. Do you eat meat and poultry that are not free range?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. So free range, as we know, there's grass-fed, there's free range. So the reason we want free range is they're not being usually fed a lot of hormones or, you know, being fed the grass in the way that they were, you know, created to eat and live on this planet. Okay. So that was a yes. Do you consume genetically altered food or, as we know, GMOs, genetically modified organisms?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you or have you ever used artificial sweeteners?
Yes.
Okay. Do you drink soda?
No.
No.
Yay,
good for you. Woohoo! That's awesome. We could talk about for days about drinking soda and why it's so great for us. Just kidding. We were looking at the effects of it the other day and it's crazy. Okay. So do the foods you eat have preservatives, additives, dyes, or sweeteners added?
Yeah.
Okay. And for those of you reading your food labels, super important. I want you to just go into your pantry and look at a couple of items and pick it up. If you see anything that says red number 40 or da 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 da, any color number, that means that you've got dye in your food and it probably shouldn't be there. We want to be getting the natural dye from the phytochemicals and the antioxidants that come through, you know, fruits and vegetables to give us those natural colors. So Becca, do you eat fast foods and or eat out regularly?
I do eat out a lot.
Okay. And if you do the cleanse, for those of you who do not like to cook, because we do come in and teach everyone how to cook on the cleanse if you're open to it. And if not, we will get you connected to a list of restaurants and stores in your area where you can go and get these foods either pre-prepared for you or ways that you can do it in a simple and easy way, because we don't want to add more stress to you when you already have the stress of the marriage and planning that.
Right.
Great. Okay. So back to you, Becca. Do you charbroil or grill foods?
Not very often.
Okay. Do you drink coffee regularly?
No.
All right. What about alcohol?
No.
Okay. And do you drink tap water?
I do.
Okay. So you can see here the majority. Where are the majority on the yes or no spectrum?
Definitely on the yes. It's looking like I need a cleanse.
All right. So that just means that your toxic load might be a little heavier, and that's okay because, you know, beyond the diet, which we just talked about, there's those external toxins, those personal care products, the cleaners, the pollutions. We'll talk with you all about that during your cleanse process. So the best part about the cleanse is it's so educational. So no matter how many times you do it, there's always something new that you can learn, and it's going to be great as you take that into your marriage and into your family to, you know, create an even healthier home.
Right. So I did have a couple other questions. I know with the cleanse, you had mentioned we were taking vitamins and supplements. What types of supplements am I going to be taking with the cleanse?
Great question. And the supplements that we use are all mainly vegetarian supplement based. So you're going to be getting lots of whole foods and botanical ingredients in those supplements, which are great because it helps support the body to remove those toxins. You know, one of the products that we use actually helps you to maintain a healthy kidney and liver function. It's going to help support your gastrointestinal environment and promote regular elimination. We also have products that support your lymphatic system, which is a major part of the immune system. Your lymphatic system is like the garbage can of your body. So you want that function properly to, you know, get rid of those things that aren't supposed to be there. Great question. You're also going to be having these products that help to provide essential amino acids, the essential fatty acids to support your intestinal, your muscular, and your immune health. We've got some great ones to help maintain proper intestinal flora. So you're going to get a wide spectrum of things to really support you in your process.
Oh, I love that. And I was also curious, like, how much do you think that I have as far as weight or inches? What's typical for somebody who does your 21-day cleanse? What can they expect?
Great question, Becca. And what you can expect if you stick to the program, and the great part about sticking to the program is we have a group of people doing it. So it's all about that togetherness aspect. It's about doing it, knowing that other people are cheering you on. We share inspirations. We share healthy whole food creation. So it's a great way to kind of synergize with other women. But if you choose to stick with it, and men, we're all about the men out there too. But it seems like women for some reason are more likely to share recipes we've found in our work together thus far. But average client loses 8 to 10 pounds. I've had clients who have dropped as a couple. They've done it, which is super great. If any of you couples out there want to get healthier together, healthier and happier together, it's a great way to do so. Have lost over 30 pounds in the course of 21 days. So, and this is healthy weight loss. I mean, you're just giving your body lots of TLC through whole food-based nutrition. So it's not like you're feeling deprived. You can constantly eat as long as you're eating the healthy foods, which you're probably wondering, what can I eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know what I can eat.
Definitely. So again, we'll coach you through that process, but you can eat vegetables unlimited. We especially recommend those dark green leafy vegetables, which are the number one most missing food in the typical American diet. We encourage you to eat just a rainbow of colors. So the fruits, between fruits and vegetables, is get as much color as you can. You can do legumes and pseudo grains. So green beans, lentils, peas, quinoa, a little bit of brown rice. Oils and fats, super important when you're cleansing. You want to get those good fats to help aid you in your process. So high quality, cold pressed. We really recommend like the coconut oil, the avocado, ghee, which is a clarified butter, grapeseed oil, olive oil. There's so many great things. Tahini, which is a ground sesame seed. There's so many just awesome recipes. I hope that you're getting a little hungry just talking about it. I am.
I know that I've been over to your house before when you've been preparing meals for people, and I have been able to sample some of those salads and the kale salad. I want you to show me how to make your kale salad. I was in love with that, and I know that's definitely something that I could pack every day for lunch and enjoy as part of like the lunch and the cleanse.
Perfect. Exactly, Becca. Well, I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. I love sharing these recipes. So for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to come cook with me, I would love to come to your home and cook with you in the comfort of your own home. And if you live far away, don't worry. We can do it over the phone and just make sure you're getting connected to the healthy foods that support you and your process. So Becca, yes, the trick to the kale salad is massaging it. But when you do our Be Well Cleanse, I send you all of our recipes so you can make them for yourself. Or like I said, get them elsewhere or have me come over and cook for you. I'd love to do that. Just to kind of give you a couple other ideas, the first 11 days you don't do any animal product, but on day 11, you're able to have that lean protein again through chicken or fish. And then, you know, there's also some miscellaneous things you can add in to your cleanse. We really encourage spices. So just getting as many of those fresh herbs and spices as you can and just really pushing yourself. Now, the things that you want to make sure that you do not do on the cleanse that you refrain from, and it's a choice, are alcohol, caffeine, tobacco, and other stimulants, nuts, dairy, eggs, grains, and processed or refined foods. And you want to refrain from those just so you can have the optimal results.
Yeah, and I definitely want to feel like the energy, so I'm excited to see where the difference is and where I can find, like, where I feel better and different.
Awesome.
I was curious. I pack my lunch every day for work. What would you recommend that I pack in that so that I'm not hungry during the day as snacks?
That's a great question. So the beauty about our program is that it comes with shakes mix. So you can mix up your shakes. They're all whole food based shakes. So you've got your dehydrated kale, you've got your broccoli, you've got your alfalfa sprouts, all that good stuff in there. So I always recommend start your day with a shake and or take a shake with you to work. So the shake's just an easy thing. It's great because the consistency of them, you even get a little shaker bottle in with your cleanse kit so you can shake it up at work. So that's a great thing to pack. Always, it's just, you know, the secret to success is being prepared, right? So having your vegetables cut up for you, your fruits cut up for you, taking those in your little containers ready to rock and roll. We've got a great lentil salad that people like, and it has lentils in it and tomatoes and avocado and green onions and parsley and whatever vegetables you want to throw in there with a little bit of olive oil and garlic. That's a great way to tide you over, regulate that blood sugar. Again, prepping the food beforehand is going to be your key to success.
I agree. Having all that stuff available and on hand is what's going to help. You're making me hungry.
Good. Well, let's go eat after this. Well, Becca, thank you so much for joining us. Any other questions about the cleanse before we dive in and do our Whole Foods store tour, do some healthy cooking lessons, and just really get you going on your way to that Be Well Brides? Are you feeling pretty empowered and ready to rock this process?
I'm excited to start it. And Rich is able to like do it with me, and I'm excited to do it with him as well.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to share your results with everyone after the 21 days. So Thank you again for being part of the process. And for everyone listening out there, thank you for joining us. We hope that you leave today feeling nourished in body, heart, and soul, that you are excited to live a happy and fulfilling life through filling yourself up in those four main hearts, those relationships, your physical activity, spiritual health, and your career health, to take a look at that perma wheel of well-being, check out those different areas, see how you're feeling as far as, you know, your happiness. And then the five love languages, take some time to really get clear on how you need to love and be loved. And then as far as the cleanse go, we would love to have you join us for the cleanse. We've got a great group going. And if you can't do the cleanse with us this week, starting on May 2nd, we offer the cleanse at any time. And the best part is you can start your own Be Well cleanse group by getting your friends together and your family and doing this as a way to create that health and happiness that you desire. So again, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you join us next week, Be Well Wednesday, as we come together for Be Well Bites, to be nourished in body, heart, and soul. Just one last thing, Becca, thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you sample our Be Well Bites and see what you think about those.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay, now these Be Well Bites, you can find them on our website. That's BeWellBites.com. We've got lots of great flavors, Flower Power, the original. We've got Be Well Red Hot. They're also wonderful. What do you think about those, Becca? You're sampling the original right now.
Ooh, I love it.
Chock full of nuts and seeds, dehydrated, all with a whole bunch of TLC, so can you taste it?
Yeah, are these okay on the cleanse?
I wish they were. We try to keep it light on the nuts and the seeds on the cleanse, but, you know, it's a great treat for you when you're done.
There you go. Lots to look forward to.
All right, well, thanks so much again for joining us, everyone. Have a great day, and until we talk again next week, be well.
Thanks so much for joining us for Be Well Bites. Nourish your body, heart, and soul. Please join Jamie Relay again next Be Well Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Until then, be well.